You can tell by the bad guitar playing in the background. And I didn't mean bad as in, yeah, that's bad. I just meant, no, I kind of suck. Actually, I don't think it sounds too bad.
I actually like it.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird little riff. All right. Let's say, Area Fishing Report. Take one. Actually, yeah, it's stolen the first time we've tried it.
Yeah.
All right. It won't last. Okay. Let's see. Peace River. What do we got going on up there?
Very quiet up there. I'm hearing of a few juvenile tarpon that people are seeing and a couple of very small snook more towards the Shell Creek area. But overall, that river's been cranking with these late evening thunderstorms. I don't know if it's come up much, but seems like a lot of fresh water. Plus, the full moon has been kind of messing with the fishing in general this week. Get those late evening thunderstorms and clouds, and then it clears up by midnight and it's bright. It's all
just take us over to I-75.
Been a few black drum there. There's been some juvenile tarpon there first thing in the morning. And other than that, pretty quiet. Nothing too exceptional.
Okay, which is going to take us down to the 41 Bridge.
Been a few juvenile tarpon there also in the mornings and in the evenings before those storms. A lot of small snook and some black drum also. Been pretty quiet on the snapper side down there. Nothing super exceptional.
Okay. Let's see. Lashley Pier.
To be honest with you, I haven't gotten a single report there this week.
All right. Moving on to Bayshore Pier.
Same thing. Got nothing.
Moving on to the Port Charlotte Canal Systems.
That's been a little better. Black drum, sand brim, lots of small snook, handful of redfish, and juvenile tarpon. Been pretty scattered on every canal system. You know, East Spring Lakes had them pretty consistently, but I'm hearing a juvenile tarpon all the way in the back by the lakes back there off of, what is that, Flamingo or whatever area.
Right.
All the way back in there. You know, and then there's a bunch of baby mangrove snapper around, which are always kind of fun. They'll bend the rod if you sit out there with a small fishing pole and have a good time with ultralight and try to challenge yourself to something different.
Yeah, put a number six hook on, just, you know, basically like your bluegill fishing.
Yeah.
And just kick back and enjoy it. Or you can go to the Elgin Beam Pier, and what would you find there?
Honestly, it's been small mangrove snapper and super quiet this week. Talking to Tony yesterday about it, he's been out there several times this week and caught a couple of tiny snook, but it's been real quiet there.
Yeah. That's going to take us to the rest of the Myakka River area.
Down towards the upper end of the cutoff and right at the mouth of Tippy Canoe. Been getting some reports of some redfish and some small snook. And then down towards the open part of the harbor around Marker 7 and Marker 8, there's been some tarpon there sporadically. So just keep an eye out for them. There's been some ladyfish in and out of there closer towards the Hog Island side of the mouth of the Myakka. And those tarpon have been kind of chasing them around a little bit. So it's just a matter of keeping your eyes peeled and look for them. You know, usually they move over there closer towards that west side between West Wall and Cattle Dock, but I haven't heard of them over there.
No, I think you're right on the money with that one. The biggie, South Gulf Cove Canals.
Mayan, cichlids, and tilapia are still king in there right now and still cooperating very well. Like, hearing a 3 and 3.5 pound tilapia, you know, lots of Mayan cichlids all being caught on worms, small inline spinners, beetle spins. I mean, just kind of a good mixed variety of stuff. Guy actually had a tilapia try to take a shot at his frog while he was bass fishing. He said it shot at it 3 different times and turned right next to the shoreline, so he realized what it was.
Wow.
I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think now that people are actually getting into where they can target the tilapia and they're actually finding out they're good game fish and how cool they are and all that, that
Starting to get a little better status.
The edibility, yeah, I think they're picking up in status. It took several years because we've had them for decades, but now it's actually becoming a thing.
Kind of like the Oscar fishing in the Everglades. It took a long time for that to kick in. And
well, I don't think people really knew what they were, and then all of a sudden, a couple of guys, I think it was, what was that, Outdoor Life? Remember that old magazine?
Yeah, I actually still subscribe to that.
And I'm not sure if it was that one or one of the other ones, but it was one of the old-time magazines like that. A couple guys went down, didn't know what they were, caught them, and cooked them while they were there, ate them, just done, okay, well, they look good, maybe they are good, okay, we get sick. But they ate them, they thought it was wonderful, they did a whole article about it, and that's how Oscars became popular as a game fish.
Nice.
It was two guys that went to the Everglades, not intending to catch these fish, but they asked the locals about them. Oh, it's just garbage fish, whatever. Yeah, you can keep them if you want them. No size limit. And they kept a few, had them for dinner, actually loved them, wrote this big article in a magazine about it, and people started coming down to fish for Oscars. Next thing you know, an area that was so badly worn out, nobody was going there. The fishing was bad, everything, nothing. It rejuvenated the whole area, brought it all back, and now it's a very prosperous area, but it is largely in due to the Oscars. So we're going to take us to the West Wall.
West Wall's been actually really good. A lot of redfish and small snook up under the bushes, and then there's been some redfish out in the trough and up on top of the flat, along with ladyfish and trout also out there on top of the flat. Most of the trout are very small, but still bendable as far as rod goes. And then a lot of juvenile tarpon inside that trough there, up and down that whole west wall. So just keep a good close eye out for them. One guy caught a short cobia there the other day. He was all excited.
What we found was a good lure for those was the subwalking Rapala.
Okay.
The subsurface. You use it like a Zara spook, except it goes underwater.
Nice. It's a fun lure.
Yeah, it actually was a very cool thing. Yeah, I had to interrupt the show for a moment. The wife called, dropped your earring down the sink, and took apart the drain and found the earring. So, yay!
Nice.
Yes. Okay, she's all happy. All right, and we're back to the program, and it's Cape Hayes.
Cape Hayes is a lot of little trout, some ladyfish, been some tarpon just on the outside of Cape Hayes on both the harbor side and the Boca Grande side. Just got to look for them and see them rolling or blowing up. They're feeding a lot on those little glass minnows that have been there off and on. And then if you go on the inside trough there between Muddy Bay and Turtle Bay, that nice little cut through, been some snook and redfish there. So it's not too terribly bad. Definitely worth stopping and checking out. It's not too bad at all. But a lot of little bait all through there. Both glass minnows, thread fins, and little greenbacks. Not cast nettable, but I think that's what's keeping the activity there as far as some of the variety of fish.
Yeah, the problem is they're really small, and if you throw a 3/8 on them, you're going to gill 100 of them, kill them for no reason. So I would just avoid catching them for another month or so. Wait until, give them about till the end of October, and then they'll be big enough where you can throw a 3/8 on them and catch them. Because if you try throwing the quarter in that deep water, you may catch some, but you're going to get a whole bunch of glass minnows caught up in it.
Yep.
And that's a nightmare for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that one's a problem.
That's not
I've
fun.
Done that. Bull Bay, Turtle Bay?
Turtle Bay has got a lot of redfish, a lot of small trout with a few legal trout. People are doing best drifting through there. Lil gave me a good report last night from sending her down there to Gallagher's. They got trout. They got a flounder. They saw some jacks. I think they caught some jacks. One bull shark swam by the boat and flipped them out because it was about a 6-footer. Some snook. Mangrove snapper. And geez, she caught a plethora of stuff though, but she had a blast. It was something totally new and different for her that she's never been to, so she had a really good time there. And then over in Bull Bay, kind of the same scenario going on. Redfish, trout, some ladyfish in the middle out in that little bit deeper water. and then Snook and Bigger Mango Snapper underneath the shacks there in Bull Bay. So it's not too bad at all. It's pretty lively. And I guess some of the guys are saying, depending on which tide you're catching on, doesn't matter, incoming or outgoing, they said that there's some areas that are super clear where you can see a couple feet down.
Yeah, they get a lot more water transfer there because the Gulf pushes into Bull Bay on the tide. It's been a real dividing line, just that thin boundary between Bull Bay and Turtle Bay for as far as brown water in Turtle Bay and clear water in Bull Bay. But it's also, every once in a while, you've had red tide in Bull Bay, but pretty much no red tide in Turtle Bay, because as the tide comes in, it can only compress that fresh water so far.
Right.
And that's been the compression point. It's been very fresh, brackish in Turtle Bay, but Bull Bay has got a lot of the salt water. So one's been protected, one's not been.
Right.
It's been literally that much of a difference, boys and girls. Unlike the lying, cheating, stupid evening network news and the dummies on the internet, there has been no red tide within 15 miles of Port Charlotte. If you go by water, I mean, from really Turtle Bay up into the harbor, we've been fine. There really hasn't been any red tide. There's been no blue-green algae. We've had nothing here. And unlike the idiots you hear on TV, you can be on the water and you're not getting sick. They're saying in the news, like, if you get within a mile of the water, you're going to get microbe or whatever. And Jesus, talk about I don't know where they get these people. The green shirt, you know, liberals. They're just, you know, eco-terrorists and,
you ever watch the new Family Feud?
No.
No?
No.
We surveyed 100 people, and there'll be 7 questions, and it's like, okay, these are easy answers. Bang, 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 bang. People come up with the greatest answers, and it's like, nope, not there, not there. Who are these idiot 100 people they surveyed? Same people they get on the news.
Yeah.
I mean, you should watch it because it's funny, because you're like, oh, that's a no-brainer. That should be number one. It's not even on there. It's like, what?
But you see it all the time. You know, people look at the brackish water, which is brown, could be brown to red, depending on how the leaves and whatever are dyeing the water. And they have all these assumptions.
Yeah.
And we know what happens when you assume. And it ain't making nothing out of me, so I'm telling you what, it's all on you.
Right.
There may be the ASSS on that, but it wasn't my part of it. Because,
right.
I mean, you know, but anyway, Cape Hayes, Danger Reef, I don't have nothing.
Nothing. We were out there the other day, and there was nothing there.
Okay. And it takes us to Gasparilla Sound, Tailing Flats, and I will get more maps up for this area.
Been pretty good through there. It's trout, ladyfish, been a few bluefish in there, and then the redfish and the snook have been all around the islands there, and especially right there at the mouth of, jeez, Whidden Creek. How am I doing? And then the trout have all been fairly small. If you're willing to drift the flats and use a little bit bigger bait, like a bigger pinfish or a rattle, like the floating rattle trap, some of the guys have been catching some bigger trout on those. So that's not too bad of an area. It's been there was some sporadic red tide that moved through there last week, but it was a little patch and it didn't seem to last very long, which was a good thing.
Yeah, that's. We're actually going to have to start worrying about that as the rains decline over the next couple months.
Yeah.
That could actually get bad. And, you know, with the stupid FWC ruling, I mean, I called friends all through FWC. I've got about 5 or 6 friends that are either in the biology parts or the law enforcement parts and all this. And they would not say what the stock assessments were. They kept it secret. They kept it hidden. I called one guy, and I called another one, called another one, called another one. They say, no, we can't find out. They won't tell us. And the only time stuff like that is kept secret is when they want to lie about it.
Right.
When they want to do political agenda stuff. You know, okay, this guy wants to look good, so, you know, he's saving fish, and he's doing the right thing. And, you know, in my opinion, just... kind of what I think. I think it's all just political posturing. I feel bad for the officers of FWC because I believe their management, I think they're getting kind of like the FBI and the DOJ and all that, where you just can't trust the people who run the place. You've got all these amazing people working for them, and they're playing politics with everything. Yeah. And just ridiculous. And people say, whoa, how can you say that about the FBI? Remember J. Edgar Hoover? I mean, the cross-dressing weirdo who had all the blackmail evidence on every president he ever served.
Right.
So, yeah, no, it's not like it's a new thing with some of these government agencies. So, I'm just sad to say that maybe it's not true. Maybe it is. But in my humble little opinion, I think FWC's gone political, and I don't trust them. I think it's politics. So, Placida Pier, Placida Trestle.
Well, really haven't had a ton of reports because of that little red tide that came through spooked a lot of people, but the couple that I did get was mangrove snapper, a couple bluefish, and then there had been a couple of pompano being caught off of there. This was real early last week, like Sunday, Monday. So, other than that, it's been pretty quiet this week.
Lemon Bay, what do we got?
Honestly, I've got nothing up in there this week at all.
I'm just going to put patchy red tide. But yeah. Okay. Let's see. Englewood Pier. Has the pier been any better?
Well, yeah, they've actually mangrove snapper, ladyfish, jeez, little snook, some juvenile tarpon at night, and the jeez, pufferfish. The kid was all excited. He caught like 6 pufferfish, but he's like 4. He was in here just having a field day with that. His mom was showing us pictures on the phone. It was good stuff. One was a spiny puffer, so he was super excited about that one.
Oh, that spiny boxfish thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they're amazing with the great big eyes and all the spikes sticking out of them. Yeah. And, you know, then you get a puffer and it blows up like a basketball in your hand. You know, yeah. It's this little skinny fish, and next thing you know, it's the size of a softball.
Yeah.
And the kids just freak out.
Oh, he was excited about it.
Yeah, just remember, keep your fingers out of their mouth because they have a, you know, there is a...
It's like a parrot beak.
Yeah, they got a parrot beak in there. They're truly, truly harmless unless you try and stick your finger in their mouth.
Yep.
Then you'll be crying and going, oh my God, it really, really hurt because I've got a big chunk of my finger missing. Okay, but I've handled thousands of them and they've never bit me or done anything because I keep my fingers out of their mouth.
Yep.
In the Gulf of Mexico, Mattis Motors, he's out off Highway 17. Super nice guy, loves the bass fish. If you're interested in buying a car or a trailer, he's got enclosed trailers and all kinds of other stuff out there. Go out and if nothing else, just kick back and talk to him for a while, because if you like fishing and because you're listening to this, you like fishing, go out and talk to him. I think you're gonna really, even if you don't buy something, you're gonna enjoy the conversation.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's awesome. As far as in the Gulf of Mexico, our Fort Myers store at the Ingham Marine Boat Dealership, Vinny and Rick, have said bait was a little hard to find until you got out about 70 feet of water west of Boca. Mahi, African Pompano, and Grouper, they're starting about 90 feet west of Naples. So the Pompano and stuff a little bit south, but the Grouper fishing and Mahi actually doing really good if you get 90 feet of water off of Naples. You've got more bait and stuff if you're going straight off of Boca. What do you got in the Gulf, Robert?
Their report on the bait was pretty accurate. That 60 feet of water, most guys are used to catching 30, and it's not. There's been patches of red tide, so it's like 15 miles seems to be that good, safe number. Mangrove snapper, some yellowtail snapper, been some grunts. There's still been a few permit out there on some of the reefs, too. And then as you get out there to that 35 to 45 mile mark, that's where your grouper fishing has been best. I mean, for us here, it seems like that 110 to 130 feet of water is producing more consistently. Some of the guys that are running south towards the Mohawk, the Captiva Blue Hole, Pegasus, all that stuff, That's about 30 miles out of Boca, and that's been very productive too. So if you don't want to run 35, but you're not worried about 30, run down south towards the Mohawk and Pegasus and Blue Hole, and that'll be your better bet for a variety of stuff. The weird part is I haven't heard a darn thing about mackerel or kings or bonita out there at all. Yeah. Nothing. It's kind of strange. Because they should be there.
All right. We're going to start with the Venice.
Venice off the jetties there has been sporadic. Some mangrove snapper. They were catching a lot of snook there in the evening, but I haven't heard anything in 5 days. And the occasional bull red. And there was some pompano, and that was the same guy gave me the report on the snook end of last week. So
okay. Stump?
Nothing. Got nothing from there.
Let's see. Gasparilla?
Nothing.
Alright. Let's see. Boca?
Some mangrove snapper. A couple guys saw some tarpon at the end of last week. But other than that, that's been quiet.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because of the dark Captiva. Water tide. Captiva, I've gotten a few more reports on bigger mangrove snapper, a couple of big bull reds. One guy caught a legal gag out of there the other day. And that's it.
Okay, redfish?
Nothing.
Alright. It's going to take us down to, if you're going out walking the beach, standing on the beach, any of the beaches producing anything?
I haven't heard anything, unfortunately.
Okay. Ponarasa, Sanibel?
Nothing. We've got no report there at all in the last 7 days, 8 days.
Coosatchee River?
Nothing.
All right. That's from Vinny and Rick at the Fish and Franks 2 in North Fort Myers in the Ingman Marine Boat Dealership. Great snook fishing day and night by the bridges, either 41 or the Cape Coral. Large snook and juvenile tarpon reported at spillways, docks, and bridges. The Broad Street Bridge has a lot of activity this week for shore fishermen, so the Broad Street Bridge is doing really good. A lot of fish up around there right now. And I think that I closed the thing out. They were doing something with the Franklin Locks, and they said it was really good up there as well. So I don't know why I didn't get it in here. I guess I posted part of what they had. Cape Coral up in the canals?
There was a couple in here yesterday. They've actually been catching a couple of redfish and seeing a lot of juvenile tarpon in the canals there. And then they also said that their buddy's been catching the tilapia and Mayan cichlids in some of the areas. He hasn't been doing any bass fishing. He's just playing with those. They actually went into the Fort Myers store and had seen it, and then they were driving up through here and stopped in yesterday to check it out, to check out the real original.
Yeah, the experience store.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're down there, and our Fish and Franks 2 in North Fort Myers is super clean. It's very well organized. It's amazing, and Vinny and Rick and Greg and everybody down there, they do a real nice job. And then you come up here, not so much. That's like a real boutique. This one ain't no boutique. Okay, no. So in the freshwater canals of Cape Coral, which, by the way, have no, blue-green algae or anything in the freshwater canals, still got really good bass fishing, soft plastic worms, a little bit of frog activity first thing in the morning if you want to throw plastic frogs, but the bass are doing really good there. We know several of the Fort Myers Police Department are big into the bass fishing, and Sly and all the cops down there, awesome guys. Really got an amazing force down there, and I've become friends with several of them. When you own the bait shop, you get to know the cops because all the cops fish. But they said it's really, really good right now. So if you're looking for something different to do, go down. I've got a place where you can launch your boat on the website for as far as Cape Coral and go down there and just really enjoy some good bass fishing. Matt Lachey, what's going on down there?
Matt Lachey's been doing pretty good. They're doing some catch and release snook off the actual bridge itself, along with a whole lot of mangrove snapper and some small trout. Fishing in a boat though, but going both north and south there. A lot of small trout, a few legal trout, some redfish, a lot of juvenile tarpon, more closer towards the Indian fields and towards the mouths of the Cape Coral canals. So overall, it's been pretty fishy down there. You know, it's
Well, according to Vinny and Rick from our Fort Myers store, the Indian fields is the place to go for redfish. They say they're doing real good down there. So redfish down in the Indian fields from our guys in Fort Myers. Pine Island Sound, what's going on there?
Honestly, the only report I've gotten has been some redfish along the islands just, what is that, east of Yuseppa, all that whole shoreline. Other than that, I haven't had anything consistent.
Okay. According to Vinny and Rick down in Fort Myers, there's snook, redfish all being caught south at Commercial Marina along the shoreline and the 40-acre bay and lower 36 bay. So a lot of redfish and snook down there in the 40-acre bay and lower 36 bay, which I will be getting them up on the website. I don't have their exact location for you right now posted, but I will have that up for you. I've got a bunch of that to do, and I'm getting to it along with the reports and the paperwork and expansion and everything else. Okay, Jug Creek Shoals.
I got nothing there.
Okay, according to the guys in the Fort Myers store, there's a lot of small trout outside Jug Creek in Matt Lachey Pass. Small snook with some over the slot. Redfish really tight to the mangroves. Pompano move back in off the bars on Boquilla, the north end. So you got pompano there, snook, mangrove snappers, a lot of stuff going on according to the guys in Fort Myers, and that's where most of their people fish down there. So good fishing there in Boquilla right now. Burnt Store Two Pines.
Well, there's been a lot of redfish cruising up and down along the right up against the shoreline and just on top of the bar. It's had a lot of boat traffic though, so they're real spooky. There's been quite a few trout through there. There's been some decent trout being caught in there. A lot of small guys, but there's actually been some 18 to 21 inch fish being caught through there. A whole lot of small snook. I think it's the same group of pompano. It's moving from Boquilla over to there because I'm hearing of scattered pompano from the halfway point between Burnt Store down to Two Pines. I haven't heard of much up closer towards Burnt Store, but and then also I heard of a couple of small flounder being caught also while those guys were red fishing out there on top of the bar. So that's a nice little extra bonus when you're out there on that flat and catch a nice little flounder.
Yeah, it's awesome. Straighten out a couple spelling mistakes. All right, east side of the harbor.
East side of the harbor got a lot of small snook, quite a few redfish around all the islands. Been miscellaneous reports of juvenile tarpon inside the bar and around some of the islands and little lagoons and bays back in there.
The tarpon are literally on the bar to just outside, and some in, you know. I shouldn't say to just outside. The tarpon are on top of the bar and then on both sides of it.
There you go. A ton of mangrove snapper over there also. You know, everyone's blaming pinfish, but they're actually all mangs. Once again, kind of that same pattern from last year starting back up again. But they've been getting a couple of bigger mangs, you know, 11, 12, 13 inch mangrove snapper over there, so it's a nice little surprise. And then just on the outside of the bar on the east side has been schools of ladyfish, some small jacks, and a handful of tarpon, bigger tarpon.
Well, I can tell you there's big jacks out in the middle of the harbor, and when we get to the deep hole, remind me.
Okay.
Alright, Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut.
I got nothing in there.
All right, and Vinny and Rick. Oh, no, that was last week. Yeah, I did Blue and Blue. That was stupid. Okay. Ponce de Leon.
Some black drum. Some mangrove snapper. Handful of small snook. As you get up further inside Ponce, just to where the houses start, there's been some juvenile tarpon hanging around there, too.
Okay. Yeah, we caught nice snook right there by the boat ramp, next to the dock. Some good fishing right there. Makes people nuts when you pull up and you throw a bait right almost where they're fishing and pull out a big snook. PGI canals.
A lot of small tarpon in there. Some really good sized black drums scattered all over the place. Mangrove snapper bite started to pick back up. A couple of guys have been getting sand brim. And the occasional big jack. You know, 10 pounders. Not tons of them, but they've been pretty quality fish. And then Barry also right there, he's been saying that the mouths right there out of all those canals, he's been getting some nice sized sand brim pretty regularly along with the snook. So that's a nice little treat. It's funny how the sand brim you don't hear about much up inside PGI as much as you do right at the mouths.
Yeah, I don't really understand that, because on the Port Charlotte side, you're almost never at the mouth of a canal. They're always way up inside.
And that might be because it's a deeper water, more salty, because they do like a more brackish.
I have no idea. Really? Gilcrest pier?
I got nothing. Crickets, unfortunately.
Okay. Alligator Creek Reef.
Mangrove snapper. Been some tarpon on it sporadically, and a couple of short cobias bycatch while they've been tarpon fishing over there. They're not fairly quiet. Guys are seeing small spade fish. I shouldn't say, you know, they're not catching big ones, but they're seeing the small little like 5 and 6 inches schooling up around there too, around the posts that are marking the whole reef itself.
Okay. So that's going to take us out to the deep holes in the harbor, and there's schools of big jacks out there. I mean, you're looking and you see these fish blowing up. You think it's tarpon blowing up. They're that big.
Nice.
I mean, they're not monstrous, but I would say 10 to 20 pounds, which is really good size for jacks. They'll destroy a normal reel.
Yeah.
You know, if you got 20 or 30 pound braid on there, and you hook one of those jacks, and yeah, your drags are smoked. If it, you know, a lot of these, especially the higher end reels, they use that lighter weight drag material. They don't have that real, you know, super hardcore Teflon, whatever it is. But anyway, deep holes, a lot of tarpon out there.
A lot of tarpon. Yeah, definitely hearing about all the tarpon. That's the number one thing, along with catfish.
There not many catfish.
No? You didn't get any too many catfish?
We got a few, but it wasn't horrific.
Okay.
Not horrific.
Gentleman said he kept getting drive-bys from the catfish when he was out there the other day.
Well, they'll hit a lure, they'll hit the dead bait, they'll hit the live bait, and it's just been really weird. But, not really weird. I'm doing nothing for the bait report. Pretty much too small in most places. Bringing down to the freshwater report.
Tilapia and Mayan cichlids, by far. Basically, the spillways on the saltwater side is where the majority of your Mayan cichlids are at. But the tilapia have been there on both sides of any of the spill dams. And then 9 Mile Canal and Rotunda getting some reports of big tilapia. Some decent bass. Starting to get a couple better reports of bluegill also. Not great numbers, but just a little bit better quality that they're catching while trying to catch the tilapia and the cichlids. So it's been going good, but shiners are king right now. Frogs are starting to pick up again a little bit more in the early mornings and the evenings for some of your bass, but the majority of them are buying shiners. And they're buying every assorted soft plastic, worm, lizard, critter bait, kind of playing, because those fish are like, I don't know, a little bit in a funk. So nobody's patterned them on a soft plastic yet. which isn't not bad for us, but kind of a drag when it comes to trying to explain to customers what to get. Yeah, just buy a hodgepodge.
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, pick your favorite lure. It's probably going to be okay.
Yeah.
Because if it's not that, it's the, if you don't get them on your favorite lure, get something that you, you know, pick the one you like the least. Yeah. Go from your favorite to the one you hate the most, the one you never catch fish with. Because if you're not hitting on your favorite, they'll probably hit on the other one.
Yep.
Tarpon are only hitting live...
ladyfish?
Bait fish. And... ladyfish is the... key early in the morning, but later they switch to small baits and good luck. I have no idea how to help you.
Yeah, they're in that slurping pattern right now with all the little fry that's all over the place out there.
Yeah.
One guy catches one on a catfish, another guy catches it on a jerkbait, another guy catches one on a ladyfish, and it's just luck right now. There's not a ton of skill in it.
No, and first thing in the morning, you gotta get out, you gotta get some live ladyfish. Carl came up with the idea, and I think I agree with him. It makes the most sense. With all of the dead fish from the red tide, the fish, even the sharks, are shying away from dead bait. So if you're going to go out there and try and find tarpon and you want to hook them up, you got to have a live ladyfish. The VMC hot skirts seem to be the jig that's working excellent for them. Get them up, reel them up, don't try and land them, just swing them up and hold them over the boat and they'll drop off the hook.
Yep.
And but you got to keep a lot of pressure on them. You're not trying to fight them. You're just trying to crank them in, whip them up out of the water, and get them in the boat so you can drop them in a live well. Yeah. And there's really a lot of little tarpon on the bars on the east side and west side. We were using the Subwalk Rapala, casting it up onto the sandbar, hooked about a 4-footer as the lure was coming off of the sandbar on the east side. We were just probably about a half mile north of Pirate Harbor, almost about maybe half a mile up to half the way up to between Pirate Harbor and Alligator Creek. On the west side of the harbor, right about the middle of the west side, not all the way up, not all the way down, but in the middle, you've got some other smaller tarpon there. The Port Charlotte canals, Punta Gorda canals, in Bull and Turtle Bay, you've been saying they've been getting some tarpon reports?
Yeah, the little guys. The little, like, 4 to, you know, 15 pounders.
Yeah, we've got yellow dots all along the beaches, and it's real hit or miss. It probably should be white dots where, you know, you got a chance out there. But it's almost getting a little better because there's bait tries to move in when the red tide leaves. And then the red tide comes back and kills that bait. But Shaw Harbor is literally loaded with bait. There is bait all over the harbor. It's just not on the surface where you can see it. And those fish are just going crazy in there. All the deep holes, kind of from Cape Hayes, kind of along down to Boquilla. But you've got so many fish up there. It's just really good fishing right now. I think you have a really good time. And there's a lot of sharks. We were catching gar up. That's what I should have put on the Cape Hayes, if I can go back and find Cape Hayes. We were catching about 4-foot gar up there in Cape Hayes.
Really?
If I can get back up there to it. Yeah, I forgot all about that. I just started yakking and remembered it.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And this time of year, it's not uncommon to catch gar anywhere out there while tarpon fishing, because they'll readily take your ladyfish, or if you're throwing a pinfish, or even a bait buster, those 3 to 4 foot Florida gar and spotted gar usually whack them. They don't, it's hard to hook them, but you'll definitely.
If you want to try and catch those 4-foot gars, Spanish sardines frozen, you know, on a hook under a bobber, slowly reeled. Because that's, I take and I kind of twist the body of the sardine a little bit, just enough to break the belly. and expose a little bit of smell out of the stomach cavity. Put my hook through the head very gingerly so it doesn't come apart. And then we had him at least 3 feet below a bobber. And then by slowly reeling that, the bobber kept it up towards the top, and the sardine kind of looked like it was swimming. Called it the zombie bait, looked alive but really dead.
Right.
So that's what we were doing to him. Anything else you can think of, Mr. Robert?
Nothing that I can think of.
All right.
It's been better fishing than anyone's saying. It's September. Yeah. You know, go out there and enjoy it and have multiple plans ready.
Yeah, a few things unfortunately you can't believe on the news right now is what's going on with the fishing, the water. They got to find the worst possible places. There are some bad places, but there's a huge amount of really cool, great places here. And I'm not getting sick, and I'm working all the time, and I've been on the water 2 days. I spent 2 days out there. It's fine. The harbor's fine, you know, and if you want to come down to go fishing and stuff, just call us and talk to us, you know, 941-625-3888. Call, ask for, you know, talk to one of the guys and ask them about the area you're going to. If we don't have information for it at the moment, we'll call somebody from that area and find out what's going on for you. So, anyway, Fishing Frank here, the blind tarpon in the chair across from me, and that's Robert. So, anyway, see you boys and girls. Want to say goodbye, Robert?
Goodbye, Robert.